he does not think about him. In other words, within his sphere, there may be discussion about the Heavenly Father or the true God, but he's magnified himself to such an extent that it's just something that's out of his mind. He has no consciousness of God the Father. Now, the next phrase in verse 37, where it says, nor the desire of women, traditional Adventist understanding of this will take you to the passage where we're told that the celibacy of the priesthood is being discussed here. And I personally, I don't have a problem understanding it that way, and that's how I expressed that truth in an earlier presentation. And I had a brother write in a letter for a long time ago. He had listened to one of my presentations where I said that he didn't regard the desire of women was identifying the celibacy of the papacy, and he wrote me a letter explaining why he thought that was the wrong understanding of that. And the letter I received on this we put in the February 2000 newsletter. That's how long ago I got this letter. But I happen to think now that after I've studied out his point of view, that his understanding is valid. If at minimum a secondary understanding, they're both identifying the papacy, so they don't have to be used against each other. But there is a strength in his presentation. I'll read you his letter, and then we'll talk about it. It says, dear Mr. Pippinger, I'm enjoying your tapes and appreciate you for sending them. You have made many things I had trouble with clear in my understanding. I noticed in reading your syllabus on Daniel 11:37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all, that you use the interpretation that I've heard many give for this phrase. However, I believe this phrase refers to Jesus. Jesus was the desire of women, in that every woman hoped and prayed that she would be the mother of the Messiah, whom they believed would free Israel from Rome. What an honor that would have been. This verse is speaking of how this king relates to the true God, the one sent, and gods in general. I feel it is inconsistent to the text to inject the thought of actual women in the text. He did not regard or reverence the God of his fathers, nor did he recognize or reverence Jesus, or any God. For that matter, he was worshiping/exalting himself. And then in